Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Everybody. Hello. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Very snowy day. Just have to cough. Not snowing today. Today's actually beautiful. I've actually kind of made a turn. I've been not a big fan of the snow because it just messes up my life and most people's lives in Vancouver, it seems. But then I was walking over to the nest today, and the sun is out, and the snow has gone from the garbage powder snow that we had yesterday, at least garbage for my purposes, to the almost perfect snowball snow. It's so good. And there was a funny thing yesterday. There was supposed to be a snowball fight on campus yesterday, but then it got canceled because of snow, and then everybody made fun of people in Vancouver, as they're wont to do, for canceling a snowball fight due to snow, but the campus was closed, that's why. Anyways, I'm glad they did, because the snow yesterday, no good. Today, it's melted a bit, heavier, wetter, perfect for snowballs. Unfortunately, that big campus-wide snowball fight is happening at 12:30, and I'm going to be on the air with you, but if you're on campus, you know, just turn off the radio, listen to the podcast later on, and get to that snowball fight in front of the solder building, whatever. Angus. All right, on today's show, we've got some new music from Westerman, Destroyer, U.S. Girls, and a bunch of other people. And I'm going to start off with some Nanla. This is Dan On from Maneater, and formerly of The Oz and Megamall. And this is a solo project, and he has a new record called Not In Love coming out on Valentine's Day. It looks beautiful from the pictures I've seen. And this is the song Come On.
Do you think of last week, when it was not so weak? You told me that whatever was happening between us could be something. When you came over, and we were together, and I thought that I'd be happy staying here in bed with you forever. So come on, come on, and tell me it's okay. So come on, come on, and tell me you'll find me. So come on. forget our past, 'cause maybe this could last. Let's get that this could turn back to whenever I felt like I had nothing. It feels so much better than with all those others. You're changing everything I thought I knew about me and a lover. So come on, come on and tell me it's okay.
It's okay.
So come on, come on and tell me you'll find me.
You'll find me.
So come on, come on and tell me that everything's changed and it's never gonna be the same. And you need me.
back around. Turn back around.
Synthesizer, wherever you are. dancing at night. Death threats scrawled in invisible inks, all right. Been to America, been to Europe, it's the same shit. Went to America, went to Europe, it's all the same shit. I look around the room, I see a room of pit ponies drowning forever in a sea of love. I look around the room, we are a room of pit ponies drowning forever in a sea of love, wherever you are.
Right, that was Destroyer from the forthcoming record, Have We Met? And if you have never met Dan Behar, there's an excellent profile of him on Pitchfork right now. Really great. I guess the writer spent a couple of days in Vancouver hanging out with Danny Behar. Yeah, it was very interesting. It's cool to, I didn't know that Dan Behar had written for Discorder, so that was kind of cool. His pen name was Danny Behar back then. And they go to Kingsgate Mall, you know, like some nice local flavor. So if you're a fan of Destroyer, I highly recommend checking out that profile. And Destroyer's going to be in town. I mean, he lives here, but the band will be playing March 20th at The Vogue, along with Nap Eyes. Great bill. And that's celebrating his new record, Have We Met? And that was the song Q Synthesizer. Before that, we heard Westerman from the UK. That's his new single, Blue Comanche. Before that, we heard a brand new song from Harley Small and Walgren. Walgren, former winner of Shindig, and they've collaborated to put out a song called Magic Circle. Very cool. And at the top there, we heard Nonla from the new record, Not in Love, coming out on Valentine's Day. That was a song, Come On. And I forgot to announce the first song we listened to. That was Montreal's Silly Kissers from their 2009 record, Love Tsunami, the song Snowflake, which seemed appropriate given what's been going on this week. And that was back when Sean Nicholas Savage was part of the band. And if you're a fan of Tops, this is kind of the band that Tops became. Silly Kissers were around for a number of years, put out some very poppy records, and then have kind of reshuffled and became Tops and got a little smoother, a little calmer. But I really like those early Silly Kisser records. Yesterday, U.S. Girls announced a new record. It's entitled Heavy Light. It's coming out in April, and they put out their first single. It's called Overtime, and it's a reworking of a song from 2003 that U.S. Girls did when it was more of a solo band. I think Free Advice Column was the name of that EP, and it was based around a really great soul sample, and I really love that song. It's been a favorite of mine for years, and now they've reworked it with the band. Meg Remy is touring and recording with a full, I think, it 8 or 9 piece. It's a very large band, and so she reworked it, and it's really good. They're both good. And Meg Remy and her gang of musical misfits are going to be in town. They're going to come April 16th. They're playing at the Imperial. And if you are interested in going to that, there's a pre-sale on right now, code MRG. So I recommend hopping on that pre-sale and getting those tickets because it should be great. One of the best shows I saw a couple years ago when they played at the Biltmore. It was really great. All right, so let's just quit with the chit-chat and let's give a listen to U.S. Girls. This is from the forthcoming record, Heavy Light, and this is Overtime.
Every time I see your grave, I can't help but think how I didn't know that you only drank.
Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our third week, Tuesday, January 21st, we've got The Neighbors, Kane Price, Kay Carr, and Be Afraid.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
Oh, yeah.
A sandwich is a quick meal that you can make easily with a variety of ingredients you have around your home.
Sandwiches usually consist of meat, cheese, vegetables, and condiments in between two slices of bread.
You can experiment with different ingredients in your sandwich, or you can follow a recipe to make a well-known classic.
Once you make your sandwich, enjoy it hot or cold with your favorite side.
On Friday, January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's a full day of spoken word, drone, field recordings, sound collage, plunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound art, and noise. CITR's 24 Hours of Radio Art, January 17th. Listen live or online at citr.ca.
Sandwiches usually consist of meat, cheese, vegetables, and condiments in between two slices of bread.
Conference call it four.
All right, that was Brave Radar with their song Astro Rhythm from a cassette that came out last year entitled Dynamos. Brave Radar from Montreal, mostly known for their twee music, but they put out three albums last year, and I've just given a listen to the Dynamos and then the other one that came out, I forget the name of that, but much more experimental, noisier, and exciting. And also, I couldn't resist as a baseball fan to play a song called Astro Rhythm the week that the Astros were faced a whole bunch of punishments for banging trash cans and doing other shenanigans to tip pitches. So Astro Rhythm really worked for this week. Before that, we heard Peter Ivers from the compilation Becoming Peter Ivers. That was the song Conference Call at 4. Peter Ivers, LA-based performance artist and actor and musician and harmonica player who died in the early 80s. And I found that record. I went to Portland this past weekend and had long wanted to visit a record store called Mississippi Records. They put out records and then they have a storefront as well. And whew, I had 10 minutes before I had to meet up with friends, but I made the most of it, and I found a bunch of amazing records, and highly recommend you make it up to Mississippi Records if you ever find yourself in Portland. It was overwhelmingly cool. Lots of great records and tape compilations that they put out, that they put out themselves, and found a bunch of records that I've been looking for a while. They only take cash or check, though, so just bear that in mind when you're going in hoping to pay with credit card. And at the top, we heard U.S. Girls from the forthcoming record, Heavy Light. That was the song, Overtime. All right. Can we hear that going on? Yeah. All right. Toast to that. So, the Toast is having a fundraiser this Saturday. It's an all-day affair. It's going to kick off at 12:30 with Chris-orific, and then it goes all the way till 12 a.m. with Exoftes. And in between, so many great bands, Housewind, Survivalism, Middens, Emily Toyota, What, Little Sprout, Apollo Ghost, Puzzlehead, Akita, Snailgun, Emma Goldman. Really, a full day of amazing programming. And it was a pretty tough week as a fan of DIY music venues. Both Redgate and The Toast announced that they are facing pretty uphill battles to make sure that they cover their costs. And both launched Patreon and GoFundMe campaigns. So if you have some extra dollars and you care about DIY music spaces in this city, highly recommend you go check that out. So if you go to The Toast, try to make it to the fundraiser this Saturday, and if you have a few extra dollars to donate or become a regular donor, highly encourage you to do that. And Redgate has the same thing going on as well. They both face unique challenges, but they have their own challenges, but it's nothing unique to this city. That it's so expensive to live here and to pay rent and to pay for property taxes and everything else. So strongly support, if you care about The Toast, if you care about the Redgate, if you care about Black Lab, and there was one other place I can't remember. Anyways, throw some dollars their way if you can. And in celebration of Apollo Ghosts playing that fundraiser, I wanted to play a very appropriate song, even though it's from Adrian Teacher's record when he played with the Subs. Terminal City. Feels like it's not easy living here in Vancouver, but we gotta push on. All right, so let's give a listen to Terminal City. This is Adrian Teacher and the Subs.
street to the showroom. It was summer and there was nothing to do. Well, the woman smiled at me and said, is there anything you'd like to know about the neighborhood? I told her that I'd lived here for 10 years. Wow.
Yes, I said nothing when you were crying, and I felt ashamed. But I went out drinking the very same night, didn't learn a thing. And I'm thinking so big now, it's a wonder my head fits through the door. A handsome shape in the bird. studied strangers, and I don't get money, but I know how to spend. You act like my mother, well that's my fault for being this way. And I'm not into card tricks, but I am an illusionist. I burn through the night, talking to no one, and I gave up the fight. Guess I had my fun, and I don't care for money, but I know how to spend on validation, better forget by the morning. Wake up to the hatred that's burning on the inside. It's not right, it's alright, baby, I promise I'll quit.
All right, so that was Milk from their fantastic album from a couple years back, Mattress Ranch. That was the song Suede. And they're going to be appearing as a part of Mixed Gems, Lauren Ray's concert series on January 24th, along with Flat Earth Band and Big City. Great lineup. Way to kick off 2020, Lauren Ray. Yeah, before that we heard... some Housewind from the album Locust Make Honey. That was the song Late Snow. And at the top, we heard Terminal City, Adrian Teacher and the Subs, from the album Terminal City. And I should say, at the top, before that, we heard Bone Thugs and Harmony featuring Swiss Beats, Toast to That, from the Riding With My Top Down Swiss Beats compilation. Anytime I want to talk about the toast, I love to play that song. It's a bop. All right, another band that's going to be playing in town soon is Louis Short from Montreal or from Toronto. He's going to play with Oblomov and Nice Apple at Lucky's Comics this Sunday. The 24th, is that this Sunday? No, a week this Sunday. I'm preempted next week. It's Student Power Week, and so they're going to be taking over my time slot, which they should. So I'm getting a little ahead of my concert listings, but wanted to play this song by Louis Short, brother of Nick Short from Dumb and Swim Team and some other bands. And this is his song, Main Dogs. Here we go. Here's Main Dogs.
I can't believe we made it this far. This conversation's been so hard. I'm thinking I got to show this to my main dog. I got to show this to my main. this to my main dog.
Power Week starts Monday, January 20th.
Student Power Week is a full week of student-centered programming on CITR. We are saluting and showcasing all of the amazing things students are doing both on and off campus. To celebrate, we're hosting live bands throughout the week at noon in the CITR Lounge. On Monday, we've got Christ Almighty, Tuesday, Unaccompanied Minors, Wednesday, Beneath Orange Skies, Thursday, Sylvia Cox. Then starting at 9 p.m. on Thursday, January 23rd, we're capping the week with 24 hours of student power. That's right, a full 24 hours of kick butt student content. Plus an on-air finale party with performances by Pacific City Limits and the Fugues. It's all happening January 20th to the 24th. Come by or tune in.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Rock, rock, be loved.
All right, that was K-Car with their song Make It Easy, and they're competing in night 3 of Shindig. So check out K-Car along with The Neighbors, Kane Price, and the great Be Afraid. Love Be Afraid, and I really like that song too, so it should be a very good night. I feel bad I chickened out on Tuesday. I just, with the snow, I couldn't do it, couldn't leave the house, but I will make every effort to make it this coming Tuesday. Only 2 more rounds of this shindig, and then there'll be the finale at the end of January. Very exciting stuff. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, I should say we heard Louis Short before that, and he's playing January 25th at Lucky's, as I mentioned. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you have a good weekend. Try to make it to the toast if you can, and show your support if you can't. And I'm preempted next week, but you should tune in to listen to student radio. And tomorrow is the 24 hours of radio art, so that is also always a good time. So make sure to keep it locked in here on 101.9 FM. Going to close out with Edmonton's No Museums. They have a new record out entitled Moths, and we're going to hear the song Local Cold. Last night, as I was shivering in my basement putting together this playlist, felt very, very appropriate. Whoops, wrong thing. Sorry, Be Afraid, I didn't end up playing it. All right, here is No Museums. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in a couple weeks.
The mind's ice and snow. The outposts of friends and forget. The tundra and a deep home. The towns I left still drifting. The schools, the general store. The shipwrecks like memory saving. The landscapes to a cold cold. Leaving smoking. The airport opens in the light, awaken the last of the team. A rifle, a break, a headache, the old slow drag of my aim. The lightness carries the trackers, the weight of the local cold. Sickness in an ice storm. Hope like the past is thrown.